approved. Our last item for the morning, anyway, is item 1057.
1056?
Oh, 1056, sorry.
Amend contract with RNG Excavating, Inc. for additional compensation to complete existing contract work due to increased bid item quantities for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Lagoon Construction Phase 2 Project Number E07145 for $2,469,860.
Thank you, Mr. President. This issue has been discussed at execs. We're going to give you a very brief PowerPoint this afternoon. And as Mark Hutchison, our BES Construction Services Manager, tees up the PowerPoint, I'll make a very brief introductory comment. BES is currently working on a long-term project to reconstruct the Triangle Lake Lagoon at the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. The city constructed the lagoon in 1969 to store solids from the treatment process. This project includes installing liners to protect groundwater, constructing new cells, drying the solids that contain hazardous material, and storing and covering the solids. During construction, the contractor encountered some unexpected site conditions in the lagoon, which increased the amount of grading required and the quantity of solids that need to be dried, stored, and covered. This ordinance would authorize an increase in the construction contract to compensate the contractor for those additional costs should the council decide to move forward to complete the project as proposed. Mark, if you could take it away.
Thank you, commissioners. I appreciate your patience for staying here through lunch to listen to me. We're trying to get this PowerPoint put up. I'm the construction division manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I'm here to talk about an important project of ours out at the Columbia Boulevard Treatment Plant, and that's working on our old lagoons. The lagoons have been in place for quite a few years, since 1968. They're pretty good at size. If I was able to show you the picture, you would see that they're roughly 6 football fields by 6 football fields in size, and you would look at them and you would think that they were a lake. They take up a pretty large area out in North Portland, bounded by Columbia Boulevard and Portland Road. They're very important to us at the Bureau of Environmental Services, because what they allow us to do is to take solids from our treatment plant that we can't treat at the time and store them there to treat later. They also allow us, when we have emergencies at the plant, to store excess flow. And without them, we would end up with partially treated sewage on the beaches and in the waterways downstream of Portland and the Columbia River. This project started roughly 2 years ago, and our job, as DEQ had lined out for us, see if I can get this up here. Our job is here's a picture of the plant, and you can see the plant and the size of it and the lagoons, which are pretty large. The DEQ mandated in our last permit that we go in and line the lagoons. The lagoons contain, like they said, these solids, and they have what are called legacy solids in them that have elements in them that we no longer allow into our waste stream. And so we took this project on and began work. This is a picture. We're partly into construction, and you can see a picture of the different cells that we created as part of the work. Our job here was to take this lagoon, dewater it, which we did during the first year, and then take in and line a section of it, which you'll see on the left hand of the picture under the label monofill. We put a rubber liner in there. And then the final phase, which we're working on this year, is to dry the solids and place them in the monofill. Our option, in lieu of placing them in the monofill, was to send them to Arlington at a pretty large cost for trucking, about twice the cost of what it would cost us to store them. You can see in this slide in the lower left-hand or lower right-hand corner the solids that we're storing in the liner there. The two other cells, we are in the process of drying solids. During the process of drying the solids, we found that the operations over the years had removed soil from the bottom, and the lagoons contained a lot more solids than what we expected. And so our quantity of solids went up, and then the quantity of soil to replace the soil that had been removed and the dikes went up in the contract. At this point in time, our original contract was $7.6 million. The additional quantity of soil that we had to place in the dikes and the bottoms of the cell added up to another $200,000, and the increased sludge quantity added up to another $1.9 million. During the course of construction this last summer, we were finally able to get some of the sludge dried, and we found the bottom of the cells about 3 feet deeper. And at that point, we started to see that we were going to run over in cost for our contract. So we renegotiated the unit prices our contractor had bid and cut $400,000 off the price that they had agreed to originally. That still wasn't enough for us to finish the project. Our expenditures to date are $9,550,000. That's all the authority that council had allowed us to go forward with. So we'd stopped our contractor at that point and before we finished the project. What's left, we have the cells dug to depth, all the soil placed. We have to place rock, and we have to put the welded liner in place. And we have two options at this point going forward. One is to continue with the current contract. That's option A, to place the rock and place the liner material at the prices the contractor had bid for an additional cost over my authority of $559,823. The second option is to regroup and put this work out in a later contract or part of a later phase. And we estimate that cost to be $1,542,938. The increased cost for putting it off as a result of the fact that rock and the liner products have a lot of petroleum product in them, the trucking, and the liners made out of a petroleum product, and the cost of it will become significantly more in the future. In fact, an estimate we got this last week showed that the liner had doubled in cost from when we initially purchased it. So I'm kind of at this point where we need to make a decision as far as what we do forward, and I'd be welcome to entertain questions regarding this project.
It goes without saying, colleagues, that we recommend option A. This is the option that was presented during execs. If we were to suspend work and rebid this in the future and come back to this project, there is an increased cost. We've tried to give you the comparators. But ultimately, without council permission, we can't pursue option A, which is the most cost-effective, which will allow us to continue currently completing the project. And I think we had a chance to answer most people's questions through the exec process. We're here to answer any other questions, and then we're seeking authority to proceed with option A.
Questions? Okay, thanks. Anybody wish to testify? Okay. Carla, please call the roll.
Novick.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Fish, I appreciate your commitment to transparency and this presentation. I found it surprisingly interesting. And so thank you for explaining. You know, these contracts come on the council on a regular basis, but having the pictures and the thorough explanation of why the cost overrun was very, very helpful. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. I learned something. I learned something about legacy solids, which we can talk about privately. Aye. Mark, thanks for your good work on this and for your patience today. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for hanging out here with us. Aye. Okay, the ordinance is approved, and we are recessed until 2 p.m.
Okay. Perhaps the phrase, do me a solid, will be augmented by a new phrase, do me a legacy solid.
The whole idea of legacy solid is so much distasteful. I can give you a detailed breakdown if you want. Carla, thanks for
I think it's a way of saying do me a favor. I first saw it on Seinfeld, but now if you look like it up at an Urban Dictionary, it's like, yeah, do me a solid. I have no idea where it came from.
So we would prefer to meet. I'll have Christina contact Brian and figure out when we can talk.
Okay.
I do have a couple of things that